I would think pinto beans or a pot of beans like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. I think that's
what if it was another kind of bean, they'd have to specify the bean, right? They'd have to say.
A green bean or a string
mm-hmm.
bean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's another kind of bean that's kind of weird. It's like a light green color and it's shaped like a kidney, but it's like a flat light green bean.
Are snow peas?
No, they're about that big.
Black eyed peas?
Not everybody likes them. They're kind of...
Not a black eyed pea.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, it's a green. It's green. It's
green.
Light green. Light green.
Green.
Or maybe they're yellow. I don't know. Sometimes they're yellow, I think.
I ought to know that. But what? I can't.
Maybe you never eat them. Well, like lima beans?
Lima beans? I don't like lima beans. We don't have lima beans often. Is that what you're... Yeah. But was
mm-hmm.
that what you were asking
mm-hmm.
about?
Mm-hmm.
Lima beans, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. A vegetable that grows underneath the ground and it has eyes. It's brown. Say.
Potato?
Mm-hmm. And there's a purplish-red vegetable that you can slice up. Sometimes you get it canned, and sometimes you juice it.
Is it beets?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Inside a cherry, the hard thing is a...
I'd call it a cherry seed, probably, but I bet they're pits, aren't they? Cherry
well, pit. If you say seed.
I think I'd call it a seed, because I...
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about in a peach, I think, what would you call it?
I call that a seed.
Okay, now, a peach has an outside seed, or like an outside covering. Now, the inside of that maybe has a different name, like the little thing inside a peach seed is a...
Yeah, it looks like an almond, and I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Now, you spread jam on bread, or you might spread something similar to jam. It's called
jelly.
Mm-hmm. And there are these little things that grow in the forest, and they look like umbrellas, and they have little caps on them.
Mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they're inedible, what are they?
Toadstools?
Yeah. Okay. And dried meat is called?
Jerky?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another kind of meat that I guess it comes canned or in a jar and it's partially dried out and you can use it to make a creamed dish.
Creamed beef or chipped beef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a fat pork that's cured in brine, sometimes added to beans.
Ham? Ham hocks? Bacon? I'm not sure how to make
Is it the same as salt pork?
Salt pork.
Is it different?
No. Yes, I think it is different. Salt
okay.
pork is...
Now, there's a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog, and it's packed in a casing. You know what that's called?
Yeah. No.
Have you ever had head cheese?
No.
That's what that is, head cheese.
H-E-A-D?
Yeah.
Head cheese. No.
Isn't that funny?
I've never had that. Don't care to, I don't think.
I know, I always thought it was cheese, and it's actually pork.
Oh, okay.
If you have a liquid, and you have a solid in the liquid, you want to get the solid out of the liquid, so you do what to the liquid?
You're talking about fat?
Well, there could be anything in the liquid that you want to get out. You have to put the liquid through something. And
sieve?
Mm-hmm. But what you actually do to the liquid is you do what to the liquid? You have to...
Pour it off?
Well, when you put it through a sieve,
mm-hmm.
you do what to the liquid? You're doing what? What's that called?
I don't know.
Would you call it straining?
Straining, yes. And I've used that word before.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you better get that.
I'm telling you, we've got an answering machine.